We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A grand slam.
You bet.
This is Sports Open Line.
Milliken's win.
On America's Sports Voice.
What's down? Kansas City.
KMOX.
Sports Open Line does continue. It was quite the victory for Missouri basketball last night. They go to Wichita and get a win in overtime over Wichita State, 88-84. To talk about that and more, we're very happy to welcome on the sports director at KOMU-TV in Columbia. You also occasionally see him doing play-by-play of Missouri games on SEC Network Plus. He is Ben Arnett. You can follow him on Twitter at Ben Arnett, A-R-N-E-T-K-O-M-U. Ben, thanks so much for your time. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am good. All along, I said about this Missouri basketball team that we weren't really going to learn anything about them until they finally got into this month where they were going to play Wichita State, play Kansas, and play Illinois. So they play the first of those three games yesterday. They get an overtime win. Now I feel like this team is starting to feel legit. What say you?
I think they passed the first test. If you look up and you're 8-0, that means you're doing a lot of things right. I think you look at the record, Wichita State is not the same program that they've had in years past, but that is a really tough place to play. And they play a really tough game. I mean, I know that the Shockers have been in the American Conference for a while now, but they can still play some good old-fashioned Missouri Valley Conference rock fight basketball. And that's what Missouri found themselves in at times last night. And they tough through it. And, you know, on top of that, with last night's game in mind, if you told Missouri fans at the beginning of the season that they were going to be heading towards the first week of December, undefeated, 8-0, with a road win at Wichita State, and in two of those eight wins, Isaiah Mosley, the transfer from Missouri State, would not play at all, they would take that deal. This team has shown that they're pretty deep. When they get hot, they can shoot the basketball pretty well. And the thing that impressed me the most in this eight-game stretch, particularly about some of these newcomers that Dennis Gates brought in, is they never lag defensively ever. And getting as up close a look at them as I got in doing five of these first eight games on television, being right there courtside, that's the thing that has impressed me the most, is when you look in the eyes of players like Sean East, Noah Carter, Demoy Hodge, Nick Honor, these names of players that fans have gotten familiar with over the last month and a half, the defensive intensity never slows, and Missouri's going to need that.
He brought in some of his own guys, so it's not like everybody was completely starting at zero with him, but most of the guys, this is their first chance to play for him, and it has come together, I think, quicker than most people expected to. Can you just speak to the job that Gates has done on the offseason, putting together this team, and then getting them to play at a pretty high level here through the first month and a half of the season?
He's very clear and unambiguous with his players about what he expects overall and what he expects individually. I think it was a smart move to bring in some of the guys that he was familiar with, coaching them directly one-on-one. And most people think of those two Cleveland State guys that won Horizon League Defensive Player of the Year, and Trey Gomillion and Demoy Hodge. But he also brought in a guy in DeAndre Golston, who made the point last week after they won their seventh game. You know, he played against Dennis Gates' teams in the Horizon League at UW-Milwaukee. So Dennis Gates got to watch him averaging 15 points a game for one of their chief competitors. But DeAndre Golston also got to see Dennis Gates coach teams and say, I want to go play for that guy. And so he came in knowing what the expectation was and how he was going to play. If you're wondering why DeAndre Golston's been in the starting lineup every single game, that's a reason why. He's also brought in guys like, you know, Noah Carter, who you saw last night have 20 points and 8 rebounds, and that was the second time that he's led Missouri in scoring since coming over from Northern Iowa, who are really, you know, passionate about the opportunity to play in the SEC and play a higher level of basketball, and play some games like they're going to see coming up against Kansas and Illinois, as you mentioned. And he's been very clear with everybody about how he wants roles to come into shape. And the expectation of, one, playing hard defensively all the time, and two, sharing the basketball. Last night, Missouri had 14 assists as a team. It was the first time all season they had less than 20 assists as a group, and they were the only team in America to have 20-plus assists in every game they played before last night's win against Wichita State. They're sharing the basketball, and they seem to care about each other a lot, and they seem to care about playing the game the way Dennis Gates wants them to.
The clip went borderline viral last night of him talking about Isaiah Mosley. He hasn't played, and he made it very clear that Mosley has not done anything from a, there's no actions that he's done. He's not in trouble. That's why he's not playing. There's just personal reasons going on. I don't even know what question I want to ask you here, but there's a reason that that clip kind of went viral last night, because you don't see a coach kind of say that about one of his guys too often. There was something just sort of refreshing about the way he talked about him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I had somebody tweet at me that they really liked that clip, because it showed that Dennis Gates cares about a player of his who's obviously going through something, we're not sure what, but understanding that, you know, he might need to take a night off. You know, Isaiah Mosley is a story that's going to keep going on. People are interested in Isaiah Mosley. He's from here. You know, he won a state championship in this city as a high school basketball player. He had teammates that went on to bigger and more prestigious programs than Missouri State, but he went down to Mo State and kind of showed everybody with, you know, being one of the most prolific scorers in the country the last couple of years, and it's been a homecoming for him. He missed another game earlier this season where Dennis Gates was, again, straightforward with both Isaiah and the media, saying, yeah, that was a DNP coach's decision. Because they're trying to get Isaiah Mosley to play a different game on the court. And Isaiah Mosley has been straightforward the couple of times he's talked to journalists and media members here that he's learning that. You know, he can't be the same guy that he was at Missouri State, trying to average 20 points a game and playing a lot of ISO offensive basketball the way he did down there. It's not going to work in the SEC. It's not going to work against Kansas. It's not going to work against Illinois. And it's a process. Doesn't sound like last night has anything to do with that. Sounds like it was purely something personal and not connected to basketball. But I do agree with you. I mean, a lot of folks have liked the approach that Dennis Gates has brought in general as he's come in as the new head coach of this program.
Ben Arnett from KOMU TV in Columbia continuing to join us. At some point, they're going to hit some sort of wall. At some point, they're going to lose some games. You look at their schedule, 4 of their next 6 games are against teams that are in the top 25 right now in Kansas, Illinois, Kentucky, and Arkansas. They'll play a future Big 12 team in Central Florida. They'll play a Southeast Missouri State team that had a big win earlier this year as well. But what should Tiger fans maybe expect as this team does get into that part of the schedule where they're going to be playing legit top 25 teams fairly often?
Yeah, again, you get to play Arkansas twice, and Arkansas is legit for anybody who hasn't watched the Hogs. And, of course, it's, you know, we keep talking about Kansas and Illinois coming this month, but, you know, they open conference play against Kentucky, which is nobody wants to see that as their first game on their SEC schedule. Someone has to have it. You know, I feel like this is a team. I agree with my friend Jarrett Sutton, who, you know, I've done games with on TV for 9 years now, was a Missouri guard back on the Mike Anderson teams. I think this is a team that wants to keep getting better every single week and be in the conversation to be on the bubble for the NCAA tournament come late February. I think it's a team that needs to focus on having an upward trajectory. Don't get bogged down if things don't go as well as they'd like against Kansas or Illinois. Those are two of the best teams in the country. I mean, Illinois is quite likely going to be a top 10 team if something strange doesn't happen between now and December 22nd. That's going to be a really tough squad, and we all know what that environment is like downtown at the Enterprise Center. I think it's a team that, again, needs to continue that upward trajectory, continue its focus on sharing the basketball and playing good, solid defense, never allowing the defensive effort to wane, as we've seen. I think they've learned a lot, and that's what Dennis Gates is most happy with. He commented after the game last night, that he felt like the lessons learned through some of the rough patches they had the first three or four games of the season, where they just kind of hung on against Southern Indiana, where they just barely hung on against Penn in the second game of the season, those lessons learned is what allowed them to win a tough game on the road last night in Wichita. Keep doing that kind of stuff, and this team can be in the conversation for an NCAA tournament bid, perhaps earned as an outright as they head to the SEC tournament, or feeling like this is a team that can make some noise at the SEC tournament and maybe earn that automatic bid. That's the trajectory that I think most Missouri fans would like to see this team take over the next 3 months.
Last thing for you before we get you out of here, Missouri football, it's certainly been a bit of a roller coaster over the last week. They get bowl eligible. They find out Luther Burden's going to be sticking around. That's the good news. The bad news, they lose Dominic Lovett. He heads to the transfer portal. A couple other players enter the transfer portal as well. What's your overall takeaway of where this program is with the accomplishment of being a bowl team? And they'd win four of their last six to get there. Nobody thought that was going to happen going into those final six games, but you're still in a situation where you're losing a top player off this roster.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's important to remember that going in the transfer portal doesn't necessarily mean somebody is gone. I think you're going to see more of this, where players who have a season that is better than maybe people outside of their own building expect, you can't really blame them for testing the water, so to speak, putting their name out there and seeing what happens. I agree with you. It's tough right now for a mid-level program like a Missouri to sustain the kind of momentum like they built the second half of the season when you hit the month of December and there's so many unknowns. You have the transfer portal. You have early signing day coming up at the end of the month, and then you have a bowl game, and who knows what direction that goes. You know, I think this staff has proven in the last year that they might lose some guys in the portal, but they're pretty good at recruiting the rest of college football and getting players that were difference makers this year for the Tigers, like a Tyron Hopper, like a Joseph Charleston, and others down the list. Cody Schrader, who they got, you know, found out of Division II. You know, it's a roller coaster month. As usual, the same caveat as the old days of college football. Don't put too much stock in the results of a bowl game. The most important thing for a program like Missouri during this month is to practice well. And if you're going to lose guys in the portal, have that next man up mentality in practice with those extra practices that they're going to get in preparation for a bowl game. And then take a look at things whenever the new year starts and figure out how to attack the portal from the other side. What can you get out of there? What are your holes? What are your needs? And focus on the guys who are staying, carrying the momentum they built individually forward into next year and whenever you hit spring football. And of course, the big man from the Gateway City has already said he's coming back next year, and that's probably the most important thing for Tiger fans to hear right now.
Yeah, absolutely. He is Ben Arnett, sports director at KOMU in Columbia. Also, you see him on SEC Network Plus broadcasting at Missouri games. Ben, thank you so much for this time. Hopefully we can catch up with you every once in a while.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right, very good. There's Ben Arnett joining us here on Sports Open Line. When we return, there was an unfortunate comment made by a broadcaster during a hockey game, but the target of that comment, if that's the right term here, did something kind of cool in response to it. We'll explain the whole story. We'll do that next. This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.